It's that time on a Friday when during football season, with priorities in order, we look to the million-dollar soundbar.
From Miami Beach, the sun and fun capital of the world.
If you haven't won a bet since, well, since the Huskies were good and Britney wore mouse ears, it's the man who created ParamountSports.com on the web.
And here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sterling.
How sweet it is!
Yeah, another big weekend is upon us. Some serious matchups. Last week, Mr. Sterling told you the Holy War is going to be airtight. Take the points. The decision by Kalani Sitake to go for two. Lock the bet up. Mr. Sterling, a most delightful Friday to you. How's it going?
Good. The last show tonight, and I'm going to give you everything I got left.
Okay, this is it. We're going out with a bang. By the way, I said the million-dollar sound bar. I meant the million-dollar sand bar.
I know. All right. I know what you
meant. I got it together. Let's talk Blue Bloods.
That happens sometimes on Fridays.
Yeah, I've had a late night, an early day, and I'm getting old. So add all that up, and you wound up with a million-dollar sound bar. let's start with the Blue Bloods. In Norman, because of their week one loss to Houston, Oklahoma does have no wiggle room if they want to make the playoff. They got a backup quarterback mouthing off about Ohio State. Buckeyes very talented but young. Couple of interception returns for touchdowns last week. They've scored 125 points in two games. The bookmakers say the Ohio State University by three. What say you?
Well, Ohio State is a very talented team, but they're young. 16 starters in this game for them have never started a road game. So you go into Norman as your first road game. That is a tough, tough test. Now, Oklahoma, whenever people think they're going to be great, what do?
Well, the Sooners, they've been the consistently most overrated team for a decade.
That's it. They fall flat on their face. Okay, you're paying attention. So here's what helps them, though. They got to play Houston in the first game in Tom Herman's spread offense. 2 weeks later, they're playing Ohio State. What are they playing? The offense that Tom Herman put in, run by a very similar dual-threat quarterback. I think Ohio State's talented, but this is the game that Oklahoma puts it all together. Wrong team's favored. Oklahoma wins this game 28-26.
All righty. I mentioned Houston at the top. They beat Oklahoma, got a huge game with one of the combatants in tomorrow's ACC matchup, Louisville. Of course, Cardinals host number two Florida State. Noles took a blow. They lost their stud safety, Derwin James, out for, I think, about a month with a knee, and they need to stop Louisville's quarterback, Lamar Jackson, who's putting up video game numbers. Oddsmakers say tight one, FSU minus two on the road. What do you like in here?
Big, big loss here for Florida State. Derwin James is their star on defense besides defensive end DeMarcus Walker. So he's a big loss. And maybe their third best player, Josh Sweat, is a game-time decision with a knee injury. No player in the country has improved more than Lamar Jackson. This is a kid last year, just couldn't throw the football. When I went to their spring game and I saw him, I thought I was watching a different kid. The kid's special. They win this game. He's the Heisman front runner, and he'd have to have some awful games to fall off that perch. Now, also, Florida State's offensive line's going to have to get it done if they win this game. And they're going to be facing a Louisville front seven that's talented. Louisville's front seven had 38 sacks last year, allowed just 3.3 yards per carry. What happened with Louisville, they led the last two games at halftime and then just fell apart in the second half, didn't have anything left. I think that they're going to play strong throughout this game, and I think Florida State's going down. I like Louisville 34-30.
All righty. Yeah, this one should be a barn burner. On the Pac-12 starts, it's a dandy. Down on the farm, Stanford hosting USC. Cardinal off a bye, started the post-Kevin Hogan era. Nice win against Kansas State. Southern Cal obviously had the disaster against Bama. Their new quarterback, Max Brown, wised up, started looking for Juju Smith-Schuster, two TDs. Eye on Stanford stud defensive lineman Solomon Thomas. Books see it a little lopsided. Stanford laying 9. What gives here?
Yeah, and this is a game here where USC, I just think they're going to be one of these teams. They beat the bad teams but can't beat the good teams. I think injuries and suspensions will probably hurt them. Extra week to prepare here for Stanford. Not sure the Stanford quarterback situation is great yet, but, you know, Brown at USC, he's not any better here. I think Stanford pulls away late, 34-20.
All righty. Man, I got to tell you right now, I really like David Shaw and that Stanford program. Some people around here want to punch me for that, but either way, we continue with Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, Oregon in Lincoln. First time in 30 years. Last time their quarterback was Chris Miller. This time it's Dakota Prukop, year 2 under Mike Riley. He and most of his staff moved from Corvallis. They haven't beaten Oregon since 2007. Probably more talent than he had in recent years with OSU. Oddsmakers say Huskers by field goal. Who you like in this one?
You know what's crazy? You watch Prukop and he almost looks like he's been playing with this team for like 3 or 4 years. Have you noticed that?
Oh, yeah. He's very poised. We interviewed him a couple times before we saw him play.
He doesn't. He's not, what's his time 40? Have they released that?
I think they did it with an oil painting.
He's not real fast. He doesn't have a gun for an arm. But you know, he sees that second, third, and sometimes fourth receiver. And I think that's important to show a kid's poise. And Freeman looks better than ever. Now, Armstrong, the quarterback for Nebraska, is progressing. I've got them as one of my 5 most improved teams, and they've got a nice 1-2 punch at running back Newby and Ozebo. But problem here is Mike Riley has seen this Oregon attack for many years, but he just doesn't know how to stop it. 3 of the last 4 years that he faced them, Oregon put up 47, 48, and 49 points here. Oregon, they're probably better on the road. 4-0 against the spread as a dog last year. I like the Ducks here. Quack, quack.
35-31. All right. Nice quack sound effect. Yeah. Let's move to the NFL. One of my calls this season was keep an eye out for infamous Jameis Winston. I just thought he was going to have a breakout year. Looked pretty sharp against, Atlanta last week. Yeah. 4 TD throws. Arizona, of course, lost the heartbreaker against the Patriots. Last year, we saw the then rookie David Johnson of Northern Iowa became their feature back. Cardinals minus 6. Which way are you leaning here?
You know, I'm looking at this Tampa Bay team, and I think they're turning the corner. They look good in preseason. They average 4 sacks per game. I like their defensive coordinator, Mike Smith. Carson Palmer's 36. I mean, he's not getting out of many rushers' way anymore. So he didn't look good at the end of the year. Had 10 interceptions over his last 4 games, didn't look good last week. And then their defense put a rookie cornerback out there, Brandon Williams. He got schooled, so what do? On Monday, they start picking up guys off the waiver wire. My biggest upset of the week in the NFL, Tampa Bay knocks off Arizona 27-26.
All right. It's always fun to hit on the big national games, plus Oregon, the Pac-12, your service. However, is based on finding those favorable matchups, an edge here, an edge there, pick winners for your clients. Like I mentioned earlier, BYU on the cover against Utah. I'm bringing that up because I had it. And your game of the week, the Cougs hosting UCLA in Provo. Very interesting matchup. So, Lee, let the good folk here know how to get this and all Paramount Sports has to offer.
Well, this is what I'm going to do. I know a lot of people went away for the Labor Day weekend, and you know, they might have said to themselves, I want to watch a couple weeks, and then I'll get involved. I'm going to give them the reason to take that next step, whether they've been with me before or they're considering becoming a new client. How about this? My Super 7 for $77. Seven games on Saturday, just $77. They're up and available. They're ready to go right now. As soon as you purchase them, window pops open with all seven games. And I'm going to go one step further. I've never done this in 25 years in business. I'm going to guarantee I have a winning day on Saturday. If I don't, they'll get Sunday and Monday on me. So seven games, $77 with a guarantee I'll win on Saturday, or you'll get Sunday and Monday for free. How do you get it? ParamountSports.com, or you call me here at the office, and also get my game of the week, UCLA and BYU, 800-400-9741.
Always look forward to it, my friend. Makes Fridays fun. You have a great weekend, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Steve.
Take it easy.